This morning on WCHL, the latest on a pedestrian who was struck at a crosswalk last night downtown on Franklin Street. Watch out for bears in Hillsboro. Multiple sightings have been reported. Carrboro says no to future drive-through windows, but not to everyone's delight.
By denying them, you jeopardize the commercial growth that might have followed.
And gas prices are climbing nationally, but how about here in the Tar Heel State?
A lot of folks are thinking that, oh, the prices are going up, but they really haven't in North Carolina as a whole. They have been steady.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, one of the Tar Heel greats in the baseball diamond is going into the record books. And
LeBron James is opting out to get more leverage on the Miami Heat.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
707 and 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy today. 20% chance of showers early today. And then a 50-50 chance of maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. A pedestrian was struck just before 9:30 p.m. yesterday at the crosswalk at the 100 block of West Franklin Street downtown between 140 West and Columbia Street. Chapel Hill police say the pedestrian was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. An officer says the vehicle that struck the pedestrian stayed on the scene until police arrived. Neither party's identifying information has been released. At this time, that investigation is ongoing. And a number of black bear sightings in Hillsboro have Orange County Emergency Services on alert. ABC 11 reports sightings have been reported at Lawrence Road and Highway 70, Churton Street and US 70, and Churton Street and Mayo. Dispatchers began receiving calls on Monday evening. Officials say they aren't sure if the sightings have been of one bear or multiple bears. Anyone who sees a bear should not approach it and should call 911 immediately. A proposal to broaden Carrboro's 1998 ban on drive-thrus at downtown businesses to include other areas of town brought several citizens out to last night's Board of Aldermen meeting in Carrboro. Most of the citizens who spoke at the meeting were against the idea, and in the end, the board came up with a compromise. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Drive-thrus located in appropriate areas and under specified guidelines like those enacted in 1998 are important amenities. By denying them, you jeopardize the commercial growth that might have followed. Lack of commercial growth threatens the broadening of our commercial tax base, thereby continuing to overburden the residential property owners.
That's Linda Lloyd speaking at the summer's final meeting of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. Her husband, Gene Lloyd, is a member of the family that owned and operated Lloyd Electric Company on Main Street for more than 50 years. The family also owns 40 acres across from Carrboro Plaza on NC 54. The property is currently under contract under the name Lloyd Farm Development. Lloyd was one of several citizens, including Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, who came out to speak against a proposed ban on drive-thru features at all Carrboro developments, with the exception of pharmacies. New drive-thrus were prohibited in the center of the downtown business area back in 1998 as part of Carrboro's land use ordinance. The Wendy's drive-thru at the corner of Main and Greensboro Streets predated that rule by about 15 years. But the new resolution would ban drive-thrus from developments in other areas, such as Highway 54. Lloyd's arguments against prohibiting drive-thrus were similar to others that were presented during the public comments portion of the hearing. People said it would scare off businesses, that it discriminates against the elderly, the disabled, and parents with small and/or sick children. They said it creates an inconvenience for commuters and would cause consumers to spend money elsewhere. But a couple of speakers expressed their support for the ban. Retired UNC academic advisor Barb Stenross lives on Carroll Street near the Lloyd Farm property.
It's right where I walk around. I'm a senior. I walk. I don't feel comfortable on a bike. I wish I still did. But it's very important for me to have a community that has trees, that has a good environment, that does not have traffic emissions. I'm fine with having a pharmacy drive-in because I think that does serve families and the disabled. But I think this is a good ordinance.
Carrboro Planning Board member Catherine Adamson reiterated that board's recommendation, which was not unanimous, she added, to prohibit all drive-thrus, including pharmacies. When it was time for alderpersons to speak, Damon Siles said that he's received a lot of phone calls, emails, and personal visits about the issue recently, and it's caused him to rethink the proposal.
I have no doubt that there are negative environmental impacts of drive-thrus and public health impacts of drive-thrus, and that's important to me. But as we know, there are also concerns about accessibility. And we've heard from several people, both tonight and in emails and elsewhere, about the importance of accessibility for people with limited mobility and for their caregivers, which I think is another important point we've heard about recently.
Siles made a motion to extend the ban to districts zoned for limited industrial use, as well as commercial uses that include wholesaling, storage, mail order, auto-related businesses, offices, and retail. Areas include that part of Greensboro Street where Fitch Lumber is located, and the area along Jones Ferry Road near the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. He added that drive-thrus in other areas should be a subject of further discussion. Alderperson Michelle Johnson said that while she agreed with Sal's motion more than the resolution before the board, she thought that everyone should be mindful that the environmental concerns of people like Barb Stenross, who live outside the downtown area, should not be dismissed.
I can support what you're saying more than I could support a ban on all drive-thrus because of the accessibility issues, and we're all aging too, so there's going to be a point where we're going to be rolling up through a drive-thru too, right?
The Board of Aldermen passed Siles' motion unanimously. Alderpersons Randy Haven O'Donnell and Jacqueline Giss said they'd work together over the summer to plan some public forums in the fall regarding drive-thrus to see what creative ideas may come out of that. For more on this story, you can read it at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Gas prices have risen steadily nationally in the past 12 days, but fortunately for North Carolina residents, prices are still expected to remain stable. WCHL's Princess Streeter has more.
A lot of folks are thinking that, oh, the prices are going up, but they really haven't in North Carolina as a whole. They have been steady.
That's Public Relations Manager of AAA Carolinas, Tiffany Wright, speaking with WCHL about the recent hike in prices in other states versus a slight trend in June showing a decrease in prices at North Carolina pumps. With ISIS insurgents' most recent attack on Iraq's largest oil refinery, Americans have begun to attribute the spike in prices to the crisis overseas. However, Wright assures that there should be no more than a 5 to 10 cent gasoline price increase statewide this summer.
There is reason and concern for drivers to have a nervous wallet there, because with so much of the uncertainty and the unknown out there in Iraq, it does have us some feeling there for concern. But as of right now, they really are steady.
Wright also says this Independence Day holiday has an expected 2% increase in travel nationwide. Princess Streeter, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:14. I'm Ron Sutz. Here's Rand Northam with more.
Thank you very much, Ron. For the second time in as many years, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters has named Ron Stutz the Radio Personality of the Year in the state's non-metro division. The award was presented yesterday at the Washington Duke Inn in Durham during the NCAB's annual convention. The veteran morning show host will celebrate 37 years since his WCHL debut on July 11th. He can be heard on weekdays from 6 in the morning till 9 in the morning, of course, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. In addition to hosting the morning show, Stutz produces the daily feature called the Village Pride Award, where the station honors someone who has contributed to the community. He is often heard covering breaking news, weather, and sports events at any and all times of the day. On home football Saturdays, Ron can be seen and heard at a local establishment hosting Countdown to Kickoff, and before men's basketball games can often be heard hosting Countdown to Tip-Off. Outside of the walls of WCHL, he can also be seen emceeing events throughout the community all year long. You'll see him next Friday hosting the 4th of July celebrations at Keenan Stadium, as he often, if not always, does. The NCAB presented its first radio and television awards last year. Stutz won the inaugural Personality of the Year award in 2013. Ron, congratulations yet again, sir.
And he can often be found lying in the back recording studio, sound asleep at the end of the day. Sometimes,
hey Ron.
Accidentally.
Hey, Ron.
Yes.
Yeah. What's up? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm sure you had a blast yesterday at the convention.
Yeah, it was a fun day. Saw some people I haven't seen in a while. And, you know, it really is cool to be recognized by the voting on this thing takes place by voters in other states.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Right.
But it was really good to go there yesterday and see a lot of people I haven't seen.
Yeah.
And, you know, there really are a lot of good broadcasters in this state.
That's right.
For sure. Radio and TV we're talking about here.
Definitely.
So at any rate, thank you so much.
Glad you got to celebrate with your wife and daughter yesterday at the NCAB.
Yeah, I'm glad they could be there with me.
Definitely.
So,
good.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
And, of course, you're certainly a guy who makes it a pleasure for me around here every day. I know that, you know, so.
Well, I'll try to throw a bump in the road every once in a while.
You don't have to try. It just happens. Well, it's time now for traffic and weather together. I can stop patting myself on the back. Traffic is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, thank you, Ron. And traffic has actually smoothed out a little bit more. 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, seeing some minor to moderate delays. Otherwise, things really are moving smoothly. No accidents, no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
You bring these flying insects into the studio this morning?
I did. That's one of the bumps on the road.
I don't know what's going on, man, but I got one flying around my head here.
They're just here to congratulate you, that's all.
I guess maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a few minutes here. And Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves the best-tasting fresh-brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great, in fact. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers on your way to wherever you're going. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather presented this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 71 degrees, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning, then a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 or 89 degrees, getting close to 90. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast. Overnight low 70, chance rain 50-50. And then tomorrow, a better day, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer with a high of about 90 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, it's going to be clear with a low in the upper 60s, so really good weather in the middle of the week. Then on Friday, we'll have a slight chance of rain creeping back in and temperatures creeping back up with the highs in the low 90s.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 7:18. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has signed a bill that shifts business recruiting and marketing functions from the state-run Commerce Department to a private nonprofit corporation. McCrory says the law will create jobs by helping the state react more quickly to business prospects. Commerce Secretary Sharon Decker sat beside the governor as he signed the bill yesterday, laying out the contract requirements for the new Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina. Decker says the measure is a good one to get the partnership off the ground. Any agreement would transfer Commerce Department functions such as business recruitment and development, international trade, and travel and tourism to the partnership. McCrory has sought the transfer to the nonprofit for over a year now. The legislature told him last summer to develop a partnership strategy. North Carolina legislators are finally getting together to discuss how to reach a new government spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year. House and Senate budget negotiators met behind closed doors on Tuesday afternoon at the legislative building. Both chambers passed rival plans in recent weeks that spend about $21 billion, but differ greatly on priorities for the budget year starting July 1st. Governor Pat McCrory's administration is keenly interested in the final product because he'll be asked to sign budget adjustments into law. Medicaid continues to be a negotiation obstacle. McCrory Budget Director Art Pope wrote in a memo the state does not need to set aside as much money for Medicaid as the Senate did. But Senate leaders say the General Assembly staff members are now warning of additional unexpected costs. North Carolina's House has passed a proposal to replace Common Core testing standards for public schools. The full House approved its bill Tuesday, sending the measure to the Senate, which is unlikely to pass it. Both the House and Senate both want to remove the current Common Core curriculum that's been in place for 2 years, but they can't agree on how to do it. Both chambers want new benchmarks created by the State Board of Education, but the House's bill is more restrictive in banning the state from using any tests from the current Common Core standards. The vote signals that Senate and House members will have to work out their differences in a conference committee before they adjourn for the year. Most political campaigns, including those for the legislature, would be required to file campaign finance reports electronically with North Carolina's election Relations Board starting in 2017 in a bill that cleared the House. The requirement was added to a series of largely technical changes to elections and campaign laws passed yesterday. Similar language requiring broad electronic filing passed the House last year but sat in the Senate. The amendment by Democratic Representative Pricey Harrison would apply to any political committee that raises or spends $10,000 for an election cycle. Right now, electronic filing applies to candidates for statewide office and committees that give to statewide candidates with a $5,000 threshold. A separate measure approved on Tuesday makes clear lawfully cast absentee ballots or votes by residents who die before an election will indeed count. In news around town this morning, the month of June is Adopt-a-Shelter Cat Month. And to mark the occasion, Orange County Animal Services is reducing adoption fees for all cats and kittens for the rest of the month. Adoption fees are just $50 for cats and kittens throughout the month of June. You can find photos and descriptions of the cats online at orangecountync.gov/animalservices or visit them in person at the Animal Services office on Ubex Road in Chapel Hill. Adopt-a-Shelter Cat Month is a national event established by the American Humane Association. And of course, you've gotten a chance to meet some of those cats up close and personal right here on the WCHL Morning News on Adopt-a-Pet Day on Tuesday. Listen, if you're interested in helping the town of Carrboro develop its new arts and creativity district downtown, come out to a meeting tomorrow to add your 2 cents to the conversation. There will be 3 meetings, actually, tomorrow at different times and different locations, from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Looking Glass Cafe, from 1 to 3 at Carrboro Town Hall, and from 6 until 8 at the Arts Center. Get an update on the latest developments and offer your feedback at any or all of those 3 meetings. There's an online survey active right now on what you'd like to see in Arts and Creativity District. You can access that by visiting engagecarborough.townofcarborough.org. We have that contact information on our website, of course, along with all of our news around town stories and all of our news stories, in fact, on chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. One of the greatest Carolina baseball players to ever take the field at Bosshammer Stadium will be inducted into the Omaha College Baseball Hall of Fame on July 3rd. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
Dustin Ackley will become the first Tar Heel baseball player inducted into the Omaha College Baseball Hall of Fame in the second ever class. Established in 2013 to celebrate college baseball's storied history, it's fitting it didn't take long for a Carolina player to join the elite ranks. Head coach Mike Fox's Tar Heels seemingly make Omaha, the site of the College World Series, their second home. Ackley will be joined in the 2014 class by Steve Arlen from Ohio State, Will Clark from Mississippi State, and Mark Kotze from Cal State Fullerton. Inductees were selected because of their outstanding contributions to college baseball, with a special interest in the performances at the game's biggest stage in Omaha. It must have been a rather easy decision for the former players and coaches who were voting on the honorees, as Carolina's Ackley is one of the best hitters in ACC history and holds the College World Series career record with 28 hits. In addition, the lefty boasted an incredible .412 batting average in his Omaha career. Ackley, the first player ever to be named to the College World Series All-Tournament team on 3 separate occasions, always saved his best stuff for college baseball's cathedral. The first baseman performed at the highest level for the Diamond Heels from 2007 to 2009, finishing his UNC career as the school's all-time batting average leader. He also led the way in hits, runs, and total bases. With those lofty statistics, it's no surprise Ackley's experienced success in the professional ranks. He's currently starting in the outfield for the Seattle Mariners. Ackley and the rest of the 2014 inductees will be recognized at the TD Ameritrade College Home Run Derby on July 3rd and be featured on ESPN's live broadcast. It's a fitting tribute for one of Carolina's very best. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You know, we haven't really done a lot of thinking about the College World Series around here because Carolina didn't get there this year, and that's kind of an anomaly. Tar Heels are always a favorite to get to the College World Series in Omaha, but there is one ACC team that is still there, still in the hunt for a national championship. That is Virginia. Brandon Waddell limited Vanderbilt to 5 hits in his first 9-inning complete game of the season. Virginia knocked out first-round draft pick Tyler Bede in the 7th, and the Cavaliers even the College World Series finals with a 7-2 victory last night. Each team will be playing for its first national championship in baseball in the winner-take-all game 3. 3 tonight. Virginia is 53-15 in the season. They forced the third game after Vanderbilt rode a 9-run third inning to a 9-8 victory in the opener. Waddell, who pitched a solid 7 innings with no decision against TCU just a week ago, was even better against the Commodores. He didn't allow a hit in the 5th inning or through the 8th inning and retired 12 in a row before he issued a walk with 2 outs in the 9th. Can you believe it? His first official complete game came in a 6th inning rain-shortened game against Monmouth back in March. But Virginia still has a chance to win the National Baseball Championship. That championship game coming up tonight out in Omaha. And Tiger Woods says he is without pain for the first time in 2 years as he embarks on his latest comeback. Nearly 3 months after having back surgery to alleviate a pinched nerve, Woods returns to competition this week in the Quicken Loans National at Congressional. Woods is determined to host. He says he probably wouldn't have played this week if the event did not benefit his foundation. That's not to suggest he's coming back too early. Woods says he's been ahead of schedule in the recovery and began taking full swings with the driver a few weeks ago. His goal all along was to get ready for the British Open. He already has missed 2 majors so far this year. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
LeBron James is opting out to get more leverage on the Miami Heat. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Even though King LeBron has opened up all the options by opting out of his contract with the Heat, he is likely to remain in Miami after he gets his way with team president Pat Riley. There are now too many teams that want James and too many free agents who want to play with him if Riley doesn't give James what he wants, and that's more help. Michael Jordan had it. Why shouldn't James? Meanwhile, D-Wade and Chris Bosh also have opt-out deadlines approaching, so what they do likely will depend on what their MVP teammate decides. Undoubtedly, James wants to either break up the Big Three or add a Big Fourth and Big Fifth player to the lineup that was clearly outclassed by the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Finals. James must know that Wade's knees are gone and that Bosh is not the answer inside, so his conversations with Riley will go something like this. Pat, we need players who can help take the pressure off me to carry the team every game. We need another big body inside to let Bosh roam outside, and we need a younger, dependable perimeter scorer who can shoot the three and drive it to the hole. Furthermore, Pat, you know teams are lining up to sign me and making promises from practice time to surrounding me with Melo and other stars. So, Pat, while I am meeting with all these clubs, get to work on turning this into less than a one-man team. It's simple. I'm not staying without more help. Some may think there'll be another so-called decision where James makes the big announcement on where he will be playing in the future. Before that happens, it needs to be Riley and the Heat making the big splash by announcing who will stay and who will come. Chris Paul is a best friend of James, and his Clippers would have to move a lot of people from their roster, but undoubtedly they would. The Lakers would love to have James to build their new team around. Cleveland and Atlanta are also possible choices, but neither city has the star appeal of Miami, L.A., or even New York, where Carmelo Anthony could even re-sign with the Knicks if new president Phil Jackson could woo LeBron to the big city. So opting out doesn't mean he is necessarily leaving. It only means that the Miami Heat will look a lot different next season, whether or not James stays. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
What would you do without her? Do you ever stop and think about that? You've had so many years together, it's like she's woven into your soul, into your very being. Sometimes you can't tell who is you and who is her. You're together in a way that only happens with years of loving each other. She's such a part of you now that the idea of life without her just doesn't make sense. What would you do without her? That's something you never want to find out. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. This anniversary, love her with the gift that tells her with a big exclamation point that life with her is the only thing you want. A diamond set in a pendant or earrings or that bigger diamond in her engagement ring. And when you hand her that little box, you say to her, "What would I do without you, honey?" And when she opens it, you tell her, "I never want to find out." Grimble Jewelers, because your life together is the only life you want. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, Chapel Hill. GrimbleJewelers.com.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from 2 options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate functions. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, And today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hi, this is Freddie Kiger, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
All right, Freddie, thank you so much. 7:30 at WCHL. It is 71 degrees, mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of rain this morning and a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High today, about 88 degrees.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories are from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
A six-term senator looks to make it seven.
This is your victory.
Mississippi Republican Thad Cochran was challenged by Tea Party-backed Chris McDaniel. One of McDaniel's supporters says eligible Democrats were urged by Cochran to vote for him.
You can't beat bought votes. I mean, you know, you paying people to campaign for you, paying people to vote for you.
But even with Cochran taking this primary, political scholar Larry Sabato says challenges remain.
The basic problems for the Republican Party are the same. How to broaden their constituency to extend to the changing demographics of America.
In New York City, Adriano Espaillat was hoping to unseat long-term incumbent Democrat Congressman Charles Rangel.
We have reviewed the results as they continue to come in, and we feel this race is too close to call.
Rangel claimed victory, hoping to go back to Capitol Hill for a 23rd term. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
72 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. A pedestrian was struck just before 9:30 last night at the crosswalk in the 100 block of West Franklin Street between 140 West and Columbia Street downtown. Chapel Hill police say the pedestrian was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. An officer says the vehicle that struck the pedestrian stayed on the scene until police arrived. Neither party's identifying information has been released. At this time, that investigation is ongoing. A number of black bear sightings in Hillsborough have Orange County Emergency Services on alert, and no doubt a lot of Hillsborough residents on alert. ABC 11 reports sightings have been reported at Lawrence Road and US 70, Churton Street and US 70, and Churton Street and Mayo. Dispatchers began receiving calls on Monday evening. Officials say they aren't sure if the sightings have been of one bear who gets around a lot, obviously, or maybe multiple bears. Anyone who sees a bear should not approach it and should call 911 immediately. A proposal to broaden Carrboro's 1998 ban on drive-thrus at downtown businesses to include other areas of town brought several citizens out to last night's Board of Aldermen meeting. Most of the citizens who spoke at the meeting last night were against the idea, and in the end, the Carrboro Board came up with a compromise. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
Drive-thrus located in appropriate areas and under specified guidelines, like those enacted in 1998, are important amenities. By denying them, you jeopardize the commercial growth that might have followed. Lack of commercial growth threatens the broadening of our commercial tax base, thereby continuing to overburden the residential property owners.
That's Linda Lloyd speaking at the summer's final meeting of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. Her husband, Gene Lloyd, is a member of the family that owned and operated Lloyd Electric Company on Main Street for more than 50 years. The family also owns 40 acres across from Carrboro Plaza on NC 54. The property is currently under contract under the name Lloyd Farm Development. Lloyd was one of several citizens, including Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, who came out to speak against a proposed ban on drive-through features at all Carrboro developments, with the exception of pharmacies. New drive-thrus were prohibited in the center of the downtown business area back in 1998 as part of Carrboro's land use ordinance. The Wendy's drive-thru at the corner of Main and Greensboro Streets predated that rule by about 15 years. But the new resolution would ban drive-thrus from developments in other areas, such as Highway 54. Lloyd's arguments against prohibiting drive-thrus were similar to others that were presented during the public comments portion of the hearing. People said it would scare off businesses, that it discriminates against the elderly, the disabled, and parents with small and/or sick children. They said it creates an inconvenience for commuters and would cause consumers to spend money elsewhere. But a couple of speakers expressed their support for the ban. Retired UNC academic advisor Barb Stenross lives on Carroll Street near the Lloyd Farm property.
It's right where I walk around. I'm a senior. I walk. I don't feel comfortable on a bike. I wish I still did. But it's very important for me to have a community that has trees, that has a good environment, that does not have traffic emissions. I'm fine with having a pharmacy drive-in because I think that does serve families and the disabled. But I think this is a good ordinance.
Carborough Planning Board member Catherine Adamson reiterated that board's recommendation, which was not unanimous, she added, to prohibit all drive-thrus, including pharmacies. When it was time for alderpersons to speak, Damon Siles said that he's received a lot of phone calls, emails, and personal visits about the issue recently, and it's caused him to rethink the proposal.
I have no doubt that there are negative environmental impacts of drive-thrus and public health impacts of drive-thrus, and that's important to me. But as we know, there are also concerns about accessibility, and we've heard from several people, both tonight and in emails and elsewhere, about the importance of accessibility for people with limited mobility and for their caregivers, which I think is another important point we've heard about recently.
Siles made a motion to extend the ban to districts zoned for limited industrial use, as well as commercial uses that include wholesaling, storage, mail order, auto-related businesses, offices, and retail. Areas include that part of Greensboro Street where Fitch Lumber is located, and the area along Jones Ferry Road near the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. He added that drive-thrus in other areas should be a subject of further discussion. Alderperson Michelle Johnson said that while she agreed with Sal's motion more than the resolution before the board, she thought that everyone should be mindful that the environmental concerns of people like Barb Stenross, who live outside the downtown area, should not be dismissed.
I can support what you're saying more than I could support a ban on all drive-thrus because of the accessibility issues, and we're all aging too, so there's going to be a point where we're going to be rolling up through a drive-thru too, right?
The Board of Aldermen passed Siles' motion unanimously. Alderpersons Randy Haven O'Donnell and Jacqueline Giss said they'd work together over the summer to plan some public forums in the fall regarding drive-thrus to see what creative ideas may come out of that. For more on this story, you can read it at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning, gas prices have risen steadily nationally in the past 12 days. But fortunately for those of us who live in North Carolina, prices are still expected to remain stable. WCHL's Princess Streeter has details.
A lot of folks are thinking that, oh, that prices are going up, but they really haven't in North Carolina as a whole. They have been steady.
That's Public Relations Manager of AAA Carolina's Tiffany Wright speaking with WCHL about the recent hike in prices in other states versus a slight trend in June showing a decrease in prices at North Carolina pumps. With ISIS insurgents' most recent attack on Iraq's largest oil refinery, Americans have begun to attribute the spike in prices to the crisis overseas. However, Wright assures that there should be no more than a 5 to 10 cent gasoline price increase statewide this summer.
There is reason and concern for drivers to have a nervous wallet there because with so much of the uncertainty and the unknown out there in Iraq, it does have us some feeling there for concern. But as of right now, they really are steady.
Wright also says this Independence Day holiday has an expected 2% increase in travel nationwide. Princess Streeter, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A Wake County lawmaker has suggested that adults being sexually attracted to children is a sexual orientation like homosexuality during a debate over changes to the state's public charter schools. One amendment presented during Tuesday's House debate would have prohibited charter schools from discriminating against applicants based on their sexual orientation. The amendment was turned down, but during the debate, Republican Representative Paul Stamm said pedophilia was a sexual orientation like homosexuality and questioned the role adults who are sexually attracted to children might have in schools. Several lawmakers called those comments offensive. The House approved the changes to the charter school law, including making them subject to state open records law and allowing them to grow one grade level per year. WCHL News Time, 7:39. Matt Hughes has today's commentary. On the way next on WCHL.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
When you turn 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
741 at WCHL, our temperature 72 degrees, and we look for a chance of rain coming up later on in the day. Kind of your typical summertime day here. Rand Norton is, I didn't even mention Rand's fashion statement this morning. We're talking.
I don't know
about,
if it's a statement.
Well, we're talking, you make a statement every day, whether you intend to or not.
Sure.
It's a nice check. Is that black and white?
It is a blue.
A blue, yes. Dark blue and white. Yep. And it's really nice, kind of a subtle checkery. You look good.
Thank you very much.
You always do.
I appreciate that.
I'm always just...
I have to make sure you know it's blue because I am wearing brown pants today.
Oh, okay.
So it cannot be a black shirt.
Yeah,
it would be a faux pas.
Wouldn't go too well.
Kristen Smith would not be happy with me.
We all know that you were...
Sorry, Kristen Tucker.
Kristen Tucker.
Kristen Smith.
Well, Kristen Smith probably is not happy with you either,
sure,
but
sure.
That's another story. We all know that you never make faux pas.
Well, I don't know about that.
not as far as fashion is concerned.
There you go. All right.
Well, what's happening at our website today, chapelboro.com?
Well, D.G. Martin talks about saving Texas and forgetting about Scotland. Scotland is talking about removing itself, going solo from the United Kingdom.
Really?
So he talks a little about that, but also about the book, Saving Texas. It's a book by Nancy Stansel of Charlotte, so you'll want to check that out.
Is Texas thinking about doing the same thing here?
There's always that conversation. A lot of people think it's kind of its own little country sitting down there and just... stewing next
if
to Mexico.
Things keep going the way they're going, North Carolina can do that.
Well, there's that too.
Well, that's too complicated.
I was having a conversation with somebody actually the other day, and we said, you know what? Why don't we just let Texas be the border?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If they want to be separate, just be the border, and then we'll go about our merry way.
See the ball, Danny. Be the ball.
Well,
no, 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 no.
In our photo galleries today, we also have the Ackland Annual Luncheon, Susan Murray, out and about again, and she grabbed some great photos from that.
No. Sorry. It's about a 5-iron. I'm just messing around here. I'm sorry.
Lots of other great stories and news and sports, as well as other local buzz columns and our commentaries up there as well. And you can catch some of the audio that has been up on our airwaves throughout the days in the WCHL section of our website, chapelboro.com. Of course, it's all available with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Jeff Brubaker was honored last night at the Carborough Board of Aldermen meeting. He's about to depart for California.
That's right.
And taking his talents out there instead of working with the planning department in Carborough.
Is he going to take his talents to South Beach? No, wait, that's someone else. He's probably about to make another announcement here soon.
Probably. Yeah. Well, at any rate, Jeff is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. You're going to find out why in just a few minutes here. So thank you very much.
That sounds good.
Just wanted to warn you about
that. Yeah, thank you very much.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. In North Carolina, we're at a crossroads. Our state's legislature has decided to not invest in education, our biggest selling point to the rest of the world to create jobs and prosperity here while investing in our people. The latest budget dismantles public education in North Carolina by spending millions of public dollars to pay for a voucher scheme, cuts nearly $500 million from public education over the course of 2 years, and 10,000 students will stand to lose financial aid to the UNC system and the community colleges, not to mention the continued elimination of the North Carolina Teaching Fellows Program, which recruited the best and brightest students to become the most effective teachers in our state's classrooms. And it's not just about the cuts in education, but the divestment in those who will educate our children. An educational theorist, Ken Robinson, said, "There's no system in the world or any school in the country that is better than its teachers. Teachers are the lifeblood of the success of our schools. What incentive is there for new and young teachers to enter the classroom? A first-year teacher currently is paid $30,800, and there have been virtually no pay increases since 2008, thereby ensuring North Carolina is close to last in teacher pay. New teachers with a master's degree will not receive a pay increase starting in 2014. That's after they took out thousands of dollars in student loans to become a licensed, highly qualified teacher with the hope of earning a little extra pay. Not to mention that some districts have cut back their local salary supplement. In education, it's not always about money. It's about the resources and support available to teachers to carry out their mission. It's about the ability of teachers to have individualized lesson plans for students who need it. It's about our willingness to not only invest in our students, but our teachers as well. We cannot put students first if we put our teachers last, because we will fail to lure the best and brightest into the classroom to mold, prepare, and guide the minds of our future." This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Morgan Alderman. Recently, there has been growing concern that because of conflict in the Middle East, particularly in Iraq, gas prices will soar. Some are concerned that a raise in gas prices could affect their summer plans. We hit the streets to see what you think.
My name is Ellie Alexander, and I live in Chapel Hill. The trajectory of the past 6 years has shown that gas prices will continue to increase, even if they go down for a moment. There is still an upward trend. That said, I don't think it will affect my summer plans too much. I think travel is still worth it.
My name is Dan. I don't think the Iraqi oil prices are going to be determined by anything other than the commodities market, which is controlled by the major corporations, especially Wall Street. They will use the Iraqi conflict as a excuse to raise oil prices across the board for the consumer, and it will affect their summer travel plans.
Ian Lindstrom. I mean, I think it will, but I don't think that should be our main concern, considering gas prices are traditionally they fluctuate based on instability, especially in that region, and so they definitely will. But I don't think it should be our main focus.
My name is Steve Fishman. I live in Chapel Hill. And yes, I do think the situation in Iraq could make gas prices jump, just because these guys are capitalists and they're going to take advantage of this in any way they can to try and make a big fat profit. Not to mention the fact that some of the oil tycoons started this mess to begin with.
Would a jump in gas prices affect your summer plans?
My name's Jenny. Gas prices going up are not slowing us down. It's inconvenient and it stinks.
My name's Nicole. I live in Durham. I'd like to say that it would affect my plans, but I don't think it would, because I have a very busy, tight schedule, and if I don't go out of town, I might go crazy.
My name is Stacey Anderegg. I'm from Durham, and I don't think that gas prices are going to affect my summer plans.
My name is Gail. I have recently moved to Durham. Actually, no, because I've saved money for a trip that I need to take for my serenity.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. Join me at Keenan Stadium on Friday, July 4th for one of Chapel Hill's brightest traditions, the Town of Chapel Hill's July 4th Celebration. Performing live at 7:30 p.m., the Triangle's very own Bull City Syndicate, plus a 4th of July fireworks extravaganza at 9:30. Gates open at 7. Get there early for DSI Comedy Theater's July 4th Watermelon Eating Contest. I'll be there as your master of ceremonies. Donations encouraged at the gate. For more info, log on to townofchapelhill.org/July4.
Looking forward to the 4th of July, that's for sure. 7:50 at WCHL, time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full.
I think I might actually get to bring Randy out to the 4th of July celebrations this year.
That's great.
I've been working the last two of them. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun, baby.
Yeah, we are. Traffic right now moving pretty smoothly, actually. 15501 northbound and southbound between Estes Drive and I-40, seeing some minor to moderate delays. NC-54 heading eastbound right now, westbound between I-40 and the Barbie Chapel Road area, seeing some heavier delays. Still no accidents being reported out there right now, no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
100% chance of Wayne Pond coming up just a moment here.
How about that?
Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 73 degrees, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning, then a 50-50 chance of rain in the afternoon, our high today about 88 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunder showers, and then partly cloudy after midnight. Our overnight low around 70, as usual, and the chance of rain is 50%. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high of about 90 degrees, so more of your typical summertime day tomorrow, but doesn't match any rain, but it is a little bit warmer tomorrow, high around 90. 7:52 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, all kinds of ripples in the pond this morning. And here is Wayne to tell you all about it.
Hey, Ron, congratulations, old buddy.
Thank you.
I understand you've won the Disc Jockey Walking on Water Award again.
And would that be walking on the pond?
Hey, listen, whatever you want to call it, you deserve it. I swear, I saw that on... well, let's see. It was front page, New York Times, Washington Post, L.A. Times.
Uh-huh.
And then Chapelboro finally caught up with it and, sang your praises. What are you now, the Broadcast Personality of the Year 2 years in a row? Is that right?
Yep, that would be the case.
Well, I'll tell you, I am proud of you, old friend, and I congratulate you on behalf of your legion of listeners. Good for you, Ron Boy.
Well, thank you, buddy. Apropos of which,
I got a peach for you today. Word of the day. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
We are talking about the apotheosis of Ron Stutz. You know what apotheosis means?
Well, I assume that's the word of the day, and you're going to tell us.
Well, I'm headed in that direction. APOTHEOSIS. I grant you it's a mouthful, but it's all about Ron Stutz here this morning. APOTHEOSIS. Apotheosis, the elevation to divine status, the deification, the quintessence, the perfect example. Ron, the DJ who conquers new worlds. There he is.
Anyway, thanks, buddy.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm just ecstatic.
All right, we're talking again about the apotheosis of Ron Stutz. I think we ought to put this in the history books. I don't know which history book, but one of them, okay?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I appreciate it, buddy.
Well, you not only have you earned it, you deserve it. So congratulations. I'll be back to you in the... here we go again.
He's getting all emotional. He's getting choked up.
No, it's the it doesn't. Emotion has nothing to do with it. It's bronchitis. So. All right, pal. Congratulations. Talk to you soon. Be a good boy.
You're part of the reason for that award, I guess, because you're
on the show every day. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Well, it's time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL, and I got a good one for you this morning. A couple in their 90s are having problems remembering things, so they decide to go to the doctor for a checkup. The doctor tells them they need to start writing things down to help them remember. Later that night, while watching television, the old man gets up from his chair. His wife asks, "Where are you going?" "To the kitchen," he responded. "Will you get me a bowl of ice cream?" "Sure." "Don't you think you should write it down so you can remember it?" she asked. "No," he said, "I can remember it." "Well, I'd like some strawberries on top." "You better write it down, because you know you'll forget it." He says, "I can remember that. You want a bowl of ice cream with strawberries." And she says, "I'd also like whipped cream. I'm certain you'll forget that, so you'd better write it down." Irritated by now, he says, "I don't need to write it down. I can remember it. Ice cream with strawberries and whipped cream, for cripe's sake," as he grumbled his way into the kitchen. After about 20 minutes, the old man returns from the kitchen and hands his wife a plate of bacon and eggs. She stares at the plate for a moment and says, "Where's my toast?" Some of us can identify with that a little more than others.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeff Brubaker is today's WCHL hometown hero. Tris McGuire, planning director for the town of Carrboro, tells us why Jeff is so special.
Well, thanks, Ron, for the opportunity. Jeff is a real power hitter for the town, for our staff. Has been a great transportation planner, and we like to say that we'll be able to refill his position, but that he's basically irreplaceable. He's a great team player, and we've been fortunate to have Jeff part of our team. He's one of the people who basically makes transportation planning interesting, and that says a lot. He has a really deep understanding of what's involved from a policy perspective and from the data management side of things, but he also brings the issues and the action of planning for transportation infrastructure to life. Brings to it a lot of passion. He is, as you know, as a person who lives in the 21st century, that the transportation infrastructure out there kind of sets the stage for the way other things happen. It's kind of like the framework for the way our cities grow. And so it's a really important part of what we do in planning, and it ultimately affects every single citizen, how they get around.
Well, Jeff Brubaker is obviously a very special transportation planner for the town of Carrboro, but unfortunately, I understand he is getting ready to move to California. How did that come about?
Well, he has a special interest in California, a significant other in his life, and so he will be moving out there for that. And with that, he'll be having a new opportunity to work at a different level in government with a metropolitan planning organization, doing regional kinds of planning for transportation infrastructure out in San Luis Obispo, California.
What is Jeff Brubaker like to work with, and what kind of a guy is he?
He really is modest, very intelligent. He is able to take complex information and make it pleasant and interesting. He is genuinely nice and kind and thoughtful.
I appreciate your taking the time to tell us about Jeff Brubaker. And also, I should say that Mayor Lydia Lavelle had some kind words to say about him. I understand he was honored at last night's Board of Aldermen meeting in Carrboro, and today he is being honored as WCHL's hometown hero. Congratulations, Jeff Brubaker.
We've been really lucky to have Jeff. He's a really great guy. And Ron, thanks for asking about Jeff and honoring him in this way. The resolution the board adopted in recognizing him for his work identifies some other real accomplishments on his part while he's been working with the town, things that really make a difference in the lives of folks in our community.
In other words, he has left a legacy.
He has.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
With health care reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to health care that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine. Caring for the course of your life.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate functions. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
73 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today, 20% chance of rain this morning. Then a 50-50 chance of rain later on in the day, maybe showers, maybe a thunderstorm, or a high today about 88. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Political veterans fight for survival.
This is your victory.
New U.S. presence in Iraq.
Nearly half of the 300 U.S. special advisors are now here in Baghdad.
The bite seen round the world.
Your punishment could be 24 games.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A cheer goes up in Mississippi, a sigh of relief for supporters of longtime Republican Senator Thad Cochran. The 76-year-old lawmaker barely survived a Tea Party challenge. Here's CBS's Peter King.
The grueling primary and runoff campaigns are finally over for Thad Cochran.
And what we have tonight is reflected as a consensus for more and better jobs for Mississippi workers.
By early morning, Cochran's slim lead had expanded to nearly 2%. Challenger Chris McDaniel hasn't conceded.
We will find the conscience of weak.